I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is TV and Film Wednesday. This week's guest is comedian, producer, and writer Kima Bob. Kima, we've learnt over the last few days, loves TV. She loves fruit. She likes going to the beach. But today is about TV. So I'm very interested in the TV that's got you grip right now.
Yes. So loving The Expanse. I watched Flack, which is like drama about this PR person who like smashes, like puts out all these fires basically. And it's fascinating because you know that some of this is inspired by truth. Ooh. So she's covering up all this like messed up stuff that celebrities do. And you're like, am I proud of her for, you know, hiding the fact that that guy is creepy? And then at the same time, you're like, wow, I wonder if one day someone will cover up a scandal for me.
Oh, here's hoping one day someone will cover up my weird, dirty past.
That's what I'm working for.
All right, today is TV and film. Let's quiz. Question number one. Which of these Muppets had a monobrow, Bert or Ernie?
Wow. I'm gonna straight up, I'm just gonna go for Ernie.
Oh, you know what? It's Bert. It was Bert. It was intense. Because Ernie's like the orangey young one, right? And Bert's like the yellow, long-headed one. And
he did picture them both with two very bold but separate brows.
Yes. Fair enough. That's a fair thing to see. Question number two. What is the name of the horror subgenre where the killer kills lots of people using a blade?
Oh. I was like, stabby. stabby movie. And then I was like, slasher. Like a slasher film or something.
Correct. Slasher, not stabby. Slasher is the answer. Question number three. The revived series of Queer Eye for a Straight Guy is set in which U.S. city?
Oh my gosh. Well, this is controversial because we're talking about the latest series. Because it will either be in Georgia. They were either in Georgia or they were in Philadelphia. I think it was like, and they were traveling around Georgia, but I think they were based in Atlanta. And then, yeah, they were in Philadelphia.
Absolutely correct. Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you. I care.
Beautiful, beautiful. Question number four. Who played Tonya in the sports film I, Tonya?
That would be our good friend, Margot Robbie.
She's not my mate. Is she your friend?
Yeah, we're really close. It's weird how it happened, but I don't think we have time for the tale.
Let's not even go into how close you and Margot Robbie are. Okay, question number five, Kima. In what year did the Jim Carrey films Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber, and The Mask get released? Big year for Jim Carrey, this was.
Heck yeah, what? Let's start with 2001 at the boy.
2001 is so off.
Love it. 1995.
Oh, 1994.
Oh my God, that's when I was born.
Oh my God, the year you were born, Jim Carrey had a really successful year.
It was a great year for comedy as a whole.
There you go. The birth of you, Jim Carrey killing it. Let's go. Correct.
Please
answer.
Don't indulge me. I'm a mess.
I love that sentence. All right, correct answer, 1994. Question number six. Who directed the films The Shape of Water, Pacific Rim, and Pan's Labyrinth?
It is a man. I'll tell you that.
That's right.
And I want to make him Italian for some reason. And that's just within me. I'm going to say Guillermo del Toro.
Yes, babe. Yeah.
Not Italian.
Not Italian. I think Spanish.
I was just kind of following the flow.
Listen, you got the name totally right. So well done. The correct answer, Guillermo del Toro. Mexican mm-hmm. he is. Question number 7. In which 1967 film would you meet Mrs. Robinson?
Would it be in the film Mrs. Robinson?
No. Do you really not know this one?
Hey, Mrs. Robinson. Well, is it like when you sleep with your neighbor or something?
Yes. Oh my God, this is interesting. This is very interesting. Because of your generation, so you're 25, Kima.
True, 26. Yeah,
26
true.
Even. So you're 26. So I think that you, this is so interesting. You just have reference points of what is now called like a Mrs. Robinson moment, but it is all stemmed yes. from this yeah. film, which I know it as the film storyline, but now you know it's just an act. That's so insane.
That's a good thing.
Yes, the film's called The Graduate and it is next level brilliant and you must watch it. Okay, question number 8. Who wrote, directed and starred as Arabella Esiedu in the 2020 show I May Destroy You?
I'm going to say that this question has to be the easiest and most exciting question of my life, Michaela Cole.
Absolutely correct. We'll talk about that later. We need a moment to talk about that.
Oh, she's amazing.
Question number 9. I wish I knew how to quit you. Oh my God, it still hurts. Still hurts, even me saying it. I wish I knew how to quit you was a confession shared between the two main characters of which heartbreaking 2005 American romance film?
Oh, God. The Notebook.
No, oh, my God. It's Brokeback yes. Mountain.
Yes, oh, my gosh. Did Jake say it?
Jake said... No, Heath says Heath it to said Jake. It. Yeah. Oh,
it's like, I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
He's so upset.
Says it all, though, doesn't it? Oh, my gosh. So much in that
Do you
sentence.
Know In that movie, when did that come out?
2005. So
I did not know that I was queer then, but I did know that I loved that movie.
Yep. You're like, just stick Brokeback on again. Let's do it.
Yeah. I was like, something about what's going on here really sits right with me.
All right. Question number 10. There were two lead villains in Christopher Nolan's Batman Begins. Can you name one of them for 1 point?
Pink Penguin.
Pink Penguin. That's going a bit
too... The Penguin.
Too...
Regular Penguin. Scarecrow.
Yes. Scarecrow. Absolutely. Played devilishly by Cillian Murphy. And you could have also had Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Duckard. Would you have come up with that? Played by Liam Neeson. There was also a crime boss, Carmine Falcone, in the film, but he's considered a criminal of Gotham as opposed to a direct villain of Batman.
It's different. It's different.
He's just a bit of a road man out on the street.
100%, yeah.
Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name two of Saoirse Ronan's last 10 films?
I'm going to give you some Lady Bird.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
give you
some
Last Queen of Scotland.
Last Queen of Scotland.
I don't even know. I don't know if she was the last queen of something.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to...
Okay, I'm going to go again.
Yeah, give me a go again.
Little Women?
She was the star. She played Jo. Absolutely.
Okay, nice. I was like, was she in that? That low-key just feels like something that she would be in.
Yeah, no, of course. It's a very Saoirse Ronan production, isn't it?
I was like, okay, great.
Oh my God, she's prolific. I mean, she's really young and she's done Ammonite, Lady Bird, Little Women, Mary Queen of Scots, The Seagull, On Cheshire Beach, Loving Vincent, Brooklyn, Weeper Way For Now, Stockholm, Pennsylvania. And that's like before you even add Atonement and stuff. She never stops working.
Her and the Chalamet, I'm just like, look at y'all go.
I know.
So actually, quick one, I actually ended up staying at a house where she was also staying during a festival. And it was just really weird. And I don't think I ever like spoke to her during the entire time because I was just really freaked out.
Yeah. But did the people around you give it that vibe? Like, Saoirse's here and like give her her space?
No, because a few of them were also from things. So I was one of the
the few people who wasn't from Things. Right. And I was just like, ooh, this is very, I was like, this is unsettling. Like, we're all human, but I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm in a house full of people who do things.
I was like, what's happening? Like, there was some guy, and I was like, you look like you're on TV. And he was like, I am on TV. And it was like Dermot O'Leary. It was weird.
It's really quite a Irish icon's house. Dermot O'Leary, Saoirse Ronan, and you. Go for it.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging. All right, question number 12, your final question in today's TV and film quiz. Finally, for 3 points, can you name three original cartoon series from the Cartoon Network?
Exciting. I'm going to go Dexter's Lab. I'm going to give you a little Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Have I got Courage? Yeah, have Courage the Cowardly
slow
Dog.
Slow down a bit. And I'm going to throw a little Teen Titans at you.
I don't have Teen Titans, but I think you know more than our list does.
I'm going to throw a little Kids Next Door at you. I'm going to throw, look.
I haven't got kids. Yeah, I got Kids Next Door. Yeah, I got Kids Next Door. You could have also had Johnny Bravo, Cow and Chicken, I'm Weasel, yes. Powerpuff Girls, Ed and Eddie, Mike, Lou and Og, Sheep in the Big City, Time Squad, Grim and Evil.
Oh, yes.
Whatever happened to Robot Jones, The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, and Evil Con Carne. God, they're really, really creative with those names, aren't they, over at Cartoon
Network? A whole bunch.
Your score at the end of that round that you've told us you want ended, because you've ended on such a Cartoon Network high, is 10 points. Yeah. We'll talk Kima through her beautiful points after this break.
You've watched them in unforgettable adventures, love affairs, and tragedies. Now it's time to hear their own remarkable stories. From the makers of Death of a Rockstar and Death of a Sports Star, this is Death
Ready.
Of a Film Star.
And action.
Starring Heath Ledger, Marilyn Monroe, Chadwick Boseman, Robin Williams, Carrie Fisher, and Bruce Lee. Search for Death of a Film Star in your podcast app. You've seen them tell stories. Now it's time to tell theirs.
So you scored 10 points and 23 from the last few days. 23 for the week, not too bad, is it?
Yeah.
I want to talk about I May Destroy You because I think we all know we all watched it, but I want to know, did you watch it with anyone else? Because I had to split it into two, like of half the series and the second half, and I had to change the people I was watching it with twice. It was just that heavy. And I was just wondering your experience of watching it.
Yeah, so I think it's an interesting watch, isn't it? Because part of you watches in celebration that it exists. And the part of you is taking the journey with the character and seeing, like, you know, the pain. And I think the show did, like, start a lot of conversations, and not just around, you know, the consistent excellence of Michaela Cole's work, but around consent that were really, you know, important. And it's just so powerful when you have a piece of media that does so much like that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and I think also there was just, I think that's what it is. There were so many different things that came up from watching it. So it didn't create just one conversation.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. Oh my God. And all the like alternate endings or whatever.
Oh, that was,
that
just kind of blew my mind a bit at the end.
100%.
I really hope everyone listening's watched it because we have ruined it for you. If not,
you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kima. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's a connected question for everyone at home, your third one of the week. There's a connection between all the answers, which I'll tell you on Friday's episode. Your clue is a chicken recipe mixing cold pieces with herbs, spices, and a creamy mayonnaise-based sauce. A chicken recipe mixing cold pieces with herbs, spices, and a creamy mayonnaise-based sauce. Kima, this is the most English question I think I've ever asked, so don't even bother.
This is very exciting.
You're gonna love to know what this is. Tomorrow's the quiz of your life. We'll be here with Kima. Don't miss it, and make sure to follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.